Lastly, let's just talk about the Village downtown area. You actually already alluded to it a little bit earlier when we were talking about small business and the like. But in recent years, there's been a lot of development, some development along Main Street. But most of that focus has been on the Dutch Boys and the windmill projects. And these developments are both west of the Village Hall. But we have quite a stretch of Main Street to the east of the Village Hall. How do we develop the area east of the hall? How do you think we can keep existing businesses and attract new businesses, perhaps small businesses even, to this area?
Excellent question, because I was asked that a few times now. And honestly, in the back of my mind, and I have addressed some of the business owners on the east side of the community on this, they want to know what can be done. Well, I don't know what the absolute answer is, but I think, and I know there's been a proactive approach in trying to bring the business owners together and getting them to try and work toward that end. But I think if we push it a little harder as elected officials to work with the businesses to brainstorm to that end and find a commonality, something that'll work to everybody's end, I think that'd be great. You know, my wife and I had gone out toward Ripon and some of those smaller communities that way and looked at what has been done in those smaller communities. And I don't think it was Ripon in particular. It was another one right nearby, and I can't think about that top of my head what it was. But each business owner had took it upon themselves to work with their neighbors and see what they're all collectively doing, and they came out of their own pockets and remodeled their fronts into their stores. Talk about a beautiful downtown. Yeah. It was amazing to see what they could do collectively and not looking for the handout to do it. So this was even under the tighter money going on, you know, for a lot of these places. They know in their minds and in their hearts the only way to get there is to spend a little, to make a little.
On Monday, a forum for the county executives, and one of the county executive candidates had used the Nestle company here in Little Chute as an example. And he was saying that it in his view, it isn't enough to just attract business into an area like Little Chute, but to go out and visit, say, Nestle's headquarters down in, I guess, in the Chicago area, and to talk to the folks down there. As you just pointed out, our village staff is a small staff and have limited resources, time and energy. Is that the kind of thing as village president that you would be interested in doing and willing to do, to go and talk to some of these business leaders, perhaps not from the actual businesses here in the area? And now we're talking the larger businesses, of course, not the small ones, but someone who from Nestle, for instance, and go and actually talk directly to them and represent the village and say, hey, we want even more jobs shifted into the village of Little Chute.
That's a great question. I want to tell you something. As much as I am an IT person, and IT meaning their communications being IMs and emails and text messages, I abhor these things. Because I tell you why. The piece of paper that it's printed on does not express the emotion of the person presenting it, nor the emotions behind the community that comes behind it. If there's nothing more that could be said about even if it's me or someone else in this same position, it's that personal touch that means so much more to express exactly the desire that you're looking for.
Yes.
You got to have the personal touch. I've always strived, even when I was serving before, to reach out to the community, talk to people, encourage them to call me, listen to what they had to say. If they sent me an email, I didn't respond with an email. I tried to get on the phone with them and say, tell me exactly what's going on. And I tell you what, there's some great things resolved in that, in doing that, you know. Well, there's a lot of things a lot of people didn't know that were resolved that way. So,
Well, fascinating. Thank you very much, Steve. That's given me a good insight into your past service for the village and where you want to go in the future. And I'm sure our listeners and our readers will be very happy to hear what you've had to say today. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.